The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wake up, up, up.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome to a historic week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we kick it off on Halloween. Yes, are you dressed up? Are you ready to go? I'm dressed up as a radio host. I don't know about you, but that's about as far as it's going this year. Because after the show today, we're heading up to the Raw Milk Freedom Riders. That's right, from Pennsylvania to Maryland to Silver Spring to the FDA. The super moms that love liberty are going to be kicking it into gear tomorrow. We have a very special, special broadcast live from that event that will be an extended version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. So very exciting things happening. Thanks very much to the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, for helping to put out the word. And we've got some great support. Last Friday, of course, we had Denny on from electricbody.com. Fantastic stuff that we covered there with Denny Hestand. And today we're actually going to have another sponsor on from helpingamerica.com. Kevin Lee is going to join us a little while. We'll talk about some of the things that he does for healing and to help us all out. He's also supporting the Raw Milk Freedom Riders along with Boku Superfoods, Reno Role. So we've got lots of cool stuff happening. As well as, let's see, what else we got to do here? Oh, yeah, the Adya Clarity stuff, the Adya Clarity. You've been following that with Mike Adams? Man, oh, man, oh, man. Yesterday on the Robert Scott Bell Show with GCN Live that we cover through Genesis Communications Network, that's the same network you hear Alex Jones on, at my Sunday afternoon show on the East Coast. And Mike Adams dropped by to give us an update on that and the Health Freedom, the Raw Milk Freedom Riders. I always think in terms of health freedom, which it is. But in addition, we did talk about the Adya Clarity issue. And I think it would be worth giving a listen in to hear what Mike's been going through to get that information out to everybody. But I will say this as we kick off today's show on Halloween, the heavy metals that are in that product, very real, very concerning to me as well. And all I can say in terms of detoxification, go back to listen to any of the Friday Healing Revolution segments with Dr. Frank King, or just give them a call. You'll get on the homeopathic heavy metal detox formulas along with some other substances. I know Kevin Lee talks about zeolite. We'll be talking from helpingamerica.com. Also, increase your dandelion, you know, your super green foods. But dandelion is excellent for the liver and the kidneys. You can make an infusion, a tea. You can eat some on your salad. They're bitter greens, but that will help as well. Of course, the spirulina. Of course, increase selenium levels. My goodness, if you normally do your 200 micrograms every day that I do with the innate response formulas, that's the food-grown selenium, you might want to up it to 4, 8, or even 1,000 micrograms. And before you start freaking out on me about, oh, now you're wanting me to get toxic on selenium, Robert, well, give a listen to the show I did with Christopher Barr. That's a couple of Sundays ago. And he's got a new book out on selenium, One Cancer Answer, 100 Years and Counting. If you want to go into that, you can get the booklet from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. and he has it for only $10. Very easy to get. And you'll see how the whole thing about selenium toxicity is completely overblown. And in dealing with the wrong form of selenium, you can get a little selenotoxic, but it's easy to reverse. But the form of selenium we're talking about here, there is no concern, no valid concern. But you go take a look, because if you want to really counteract the problem of heavy metal, if you had been taking these so-called super shots from Adya Clarity, you're going to want to increase selenium levels very, very rapidly. Sea vegetation as well would be a great, great option. But homeopathy, remember, heavy metal detoxifying remedies in homeopathy, we've got them, and they're very valid and easy to use. Another option to consider, of course, is the far infrared healing light energy saunas to sweat these things out through the skin, the largest detoxification organ. Reduces the burden on the liver and kidneys as well, and the far infrared can help the body to do its job in getting the toxic heavy metal poisons out of your system. Remember, all these heavy metals, they deplete your minerals. They deplete the real good ones that you need, not the ones that they, you know, have thrown into this so-called formula, whether it be barium or cadmium or whether it be aluminum. What other sulfates did they put in there? Anyway, nasty stuff. So increase selenium levels so you can counteract that. And also up the glutathione production. That's why we talk about the One World Whey, the essential, basically unheated, if you will, unpasteurized whey protein from pasture-fed cows. That's what we want. And, of course, that's why we're going up to do the Raw Milk Freedom Ride, right? RawMilkFreedomRiders.com. Check it out, all the updates, all the people that will be there speaking. We'll be covering it live from the caravan, believe it or not. We've tested some technology here. If all goes well, and God willing, as I say, we'll be able to carry this live all the way down from Pennsylvania through Maryland on down to the FDA in Silver Spring, Maryland, where the rally will take place in support. You know, who would have known it would be the moms, the super moms, that could carry us back to liberty? I don't know if you men out there are embarrassed by the fact that it's taken a bunch of lovely, wonderful supermom women, or you appreciate the fact that, as I do, that they've recognized enough is enough. Enough is too much, in fact, when it comes to the FDA and the government, federal government, dictating to us how to raise our children, how to feed our children, what we can eat, what we can drink, how we can eat and how we can drink it. And there was another story yesterday I covered on the Robert Scott Bell Show on Sunday, was about the treaty. There's an international treaty. I'm not really big on treaties, I guess, especially when they violate the Constitution. But there's a treaty now, and I've this is about mercury, banning mercury in all forms of medical practice. And of course, this would mean no more mercury fillings. The dentists would be upset. Of course, no more mercury vaccinations. And we've heard such absurdities about, oh my gosh, if this passes and if they force us to remove mercury, the most toxic, the second most toxic substance, toxic chemical is deadly, they acknowledge it, then we're going to be in trouble if we remove it. Why? Because it'll be removed from vaccines. It's just absurd. And of course, with the dentistry issue, the old media, the mainstream as they're called media, says, well, we can't have this treaty going on. I mean, we could end up with the government in your mouths. What do you think the government is in already when they're banning raw milk, interstate transport of raw milk? You tell me they're not already in your mouth? And what is this about the old media? Now they're suddenly concerned? Suddenly now they're concerned about the government being in your mouth only when it is that they might ban mercury? You know, if this treaty was about banning supplements, the media would be going, oh, yeah, we're going to protect everybody. Yeah, rah, rah, rah. But of course, it's about banning toxic metals, and they can't have that. Because that impacts the profitability of the medical industrial complex. And that includes the dental industrial complex, for which many dentists are embarrassed. Those that have left the ADA, the American Dental Association. And if any dentist is still aligned with the ADA, shame on you. Because that is a group of criminals, as far as I'm concerned, promoting fluoride, a toxic waste product of aluminum bauxite mining, which increases the uptake of other heavy metals, including the mercury you so dearly love to keep in the mouths of babes, especially the poorest among us. There is no excuse. There never was, but there's no excuse for it now, especially now, with all that we know about metal toxicology and its impact on human and animal health. And speaking of human and animal health, did you see that thing in the CDC? I am going to have to go back to the canine world here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'd like to interview a kitty cat about the milk issue, but we're going to have to interview a dog, a canine, about what's coming out of the CDC, you know, Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, right? They call it the Centers for Disease Control. It's an absurd, dangerous death cult, as with a lot of what goes on at the FDA as well. And there's only a recent example in the news of how this is, it's playing itself out. It's horrific. I don't even like bringing it up, but we're going to hear from Victor, the insult comic dog, on this subject, because the truth is stranger than fiction here. So who else shall we, could we interview but a dog to get the perspective on the CDC? All right, so what else we got today on the Robert Scott Bell Show? It's Advanced Medicine Monday, and it's Halloween. Oh, a dangerous combination here. No, the power to heal is yours, as I say, and we're going to only empower you more, because it's really just my job to remind you of that. We've got Dr. Rashid Batar coming up next hour. Of course, we're going to rock the health world with him. And if you have not got the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, I've got that linked up in today's show notes, as I do all of the links, including to our great sponsors and those who are supporting us on the Raw Milk Freedom Ride tomorrow, again, from Pennsylvania all the way down to the Washington, D.C. area, Silver Spring, Maryland, at the steps of the FDA. That will be something that is historic. Nothing less than historic what's happening here. RobertScottBell.com. If you haven't already signed up at naturalnewsradio.com, please enter your email address there. If you ever have something you just got to get off your chest, well, okay, you call up 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can leave a message, a comment, a question, a complaint, anything. Maybe you try to, you know, go boo because it's Halloween. Let me know. We want to hear from you. And I appreciate you being here. 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com. Remember, Victor, the insult comic dog. Also, Liam Schaff. We're going to talk more about this CDC issue. Oh, my gosh. Bestiality and child molestation out of the CDC. I am not surprised. Disgusted, yes. Not surprised. Also, again, we'll be having Kevin Lee from Helping America, who's sponsoring us for the Raw Milk Freedom Ride, as well as Dr. Rashid Batar. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Scott Bell Show.
With the Raw Milk Freedom Riders Rally just around the corner on November 1st, we've got the Halloween edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show here on Advanced Medicine Monday. And I say with Milk, I'd say let's get a kitty cat on the program. But turns out we got a canine back on here joining us now to cover this bizarre story really briefly. But a bizarre story coming out of the CDC. This is beyond Halloween, how strange this gets, talking about high executive scientific officials, and there's talk of bestiality, talk of child molestation, horrible stuff. But Victor, the insult comic dog, joins us momentarily here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Victor, are you there?
Hello, is this thing on? Can you hear me?
Yes, Victor. What is it that you wanted to say so desperately that you would call us in?
Oh, Robert, how's it going over there? Hey, did you hear the news?
Well, yeah, I've heard it. The bizarre thing with the CDC, right?
Oh, no, I was talking about I got a new caller. But anyway, look, this Dr. Kimberly Quinlan, come on. First they're injecting us with all kinds of crazy things. Now this. I mean, can I get a break or what?
Yeah, you're talking about the scientist, so-called high-up scientist at the CDC who was really pumping up the swine flu. She's been arrested.
Pumping up, you can say that again.
Well, yeah, but I suspected that she was doing strange things to pigs because of the obsession with the swine flu, unscientific as it may have been. And now they've been arrested. This woman has been arrested at the CDC. I mean, there's strange stuff going on there, Victor.
Strange, let me tell you. Oh, no, not again, Kimberly. Please, not again. Enough with the peanut butter. You know what I'm saying, Robert? Hey, it's your business if you want to mess around with your animal, but don't do it if you're working at the CDC. Is that the takeaway lesson here?
Yeah.
Come on, we're taking the stuff out of the pigs and out of dog kidneys and injecting it into children.
Yeah, you know.
But it's not enough.
No.
Then she has to make us. Oh, no, I can't talk.
Allegedly,
about
of course. Allegedly, we know she was arrested.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I can't talk about it.
No, it's horrible to have to bring it up. I mean, right here on Halloween.
And she didn't even call me in the morning.
Oh, Victor. Listen, this is bizarre. The story gets weirder as you look into it further. It is Halloween, and I'm not making this up. We covered it briefly last week. But these things, I've heard some strange things going on. It's like cult-like behaviors at the CDC.
Robert, you're too modest. Come on, your whole audience knows she's arrested for making whoopee with animals. Come on.
Allegedly, Victor, allegedly.
She's arrested. Okay.
She was arrested. It's true. But for the alleged. Listen, I personally, you know how I feel. I'm disgusted by this whole thing. But I'm also disgusted by the CDC willingly taking stuff
out of
animals.
You're disgusted, huh?
Yeah.
Did you see her? I mean, do you know what we had to go through? It wasn't easy.
Well, I'm sure not, Victor. Now, the injection of animal DNA, horrible things into children, human children. This is the kind of behavior that it lends itself to this kind of thing. Whether it starts here and ends here, who knows where it starts and ends. But this is the worst Halloween trick that we've ever heard of in the regular media that's reporting this story out of the Atlanta CDC.
You're being so serious about this. This woman should be on America's Got Talent or something. Can you imagine? I mean, you in the daytime, she's like a crazed superhero, but on the dark side, in the daytime, you go to the CDC office. Oh, yes. And you take the proteins out of the dog kidneys, inject them into children, and at night, you get them injected back into you. You know what I'm saying? Badum bump.
No, it's freakish. And I'm sorry, I have to be serious about this, Victor, because it is a freakish story, if there ever was one. But it should be a lesson to everybody that if the CDC, or Lord knows, even the FDA, the people there that basically celebrate death at this point, and weirder stuff than that, if that could be said, are also in charge of public health policy and policies that affect the world.
Oh, speaking about crimes against humanity, the Huffington Post, there is something to give you a headache, has reported, listen to this, is this thing on? Lindsay has also worked as senior scientist with bioterrorism preparedness, during her long and distinguished career as health scientist.
Yeah, well, the bioterrorism, she's...
She worked in the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention.
As well, yeah.
Oh.
It makes so much sense now, the lack of science there. I mean, the bioterrorism she's visiting and many have visited upon the people of planet Earth are happening from within these so-called quasi-governmental agencies, bureaucracies that do the bidding of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And again, it would make a good Halloween fiction tale, but the truth is stranger and freakier than the fiction in this case.
Oh, yes, allegedly. But come on, it's all over the paper. Hey, sometimes papers get things wrong, like vaccine good for you. Let me tell you, I got off my leash the other day and I went into CVS, you know? I was looking for a new dog bone. There in the front, be healthy, get flu shot. I think, I don't want no more flu shot. Going back to California, Jerry Brown at least cares about me.
Well, he gave
Jerry Brown doesn't make me have sex with him.
No, oh, come on, Victor. This Jerry Brown, of course, wanted to force, and he signed into law the law to basically give 12-year-olds Gardasil shots without parental knowledge, notification, or authority. And if you go into a CVS or any of the drugstores, Walgreens, etc., it's like literally you have a dartboard on you because they're practically injecting you like Jerry Brown would, except for the dogs who do have an exemption like Victor in California.
Oh,
and we
yes.
covered that previously.
California, Uber Alice. Let's hear it for Jerry Brown. Pretty
boo.
Good. Give the dogs
boo.
A break. Thanks.
Yes, boo. What about the humans? Listen.
What about them?
Yes.
I mean, come on, they put me in a little sweater. They say, oh, you look so cute, Victor. I don't like the sweater.
Victor, I appreciate you dropping by on Halloween. It's an appropriate day for you to jump in on the show here and protest against the treatment of animals at the CDC.
I know. Could you at least take me to a movie first? You know, who are these people?
Oh, Victor. Thank you for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Monday, of course, the Halloween edition, covering things in reality that are stranger than fiction. Hey, do we have Liam on the line? Do we have Liam, chef, investigative journalist? Where are you, Liam?
Oh, Liam? Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Yes, the mic.
Sorry, I was in the green room.
I meant to get you on right away, but the line was hijacked before I could get you on board here by Victor, the insult comic dog. No, I think relation to the other one out there.
No copyright infringement intended or achieved.
Listen, the CDC story, as far as a Halloween story goes, it'd be one you can make up and frighten not only small children but frighten animals about the behavior going on there. But this kind of behavior has been documented not just hundreds but thousands of years within strange cults that I don't know what they're worshiping, but there's some strange stuff, and that's an understatement, happening at CDC.
Well, just in case the audience thinks you and your dog friend there were joking, let's you want to read the headline? Mugshot photos of Dr. Kimberly Quinlan Lindsay and Joseph Westerman have been released following their arrest. Kimberly Lindsay of the CDC faces charges including bestiality. Dear Lord. No, this is all and child abuse. I mean, they allegedly involved a child in their. I don't even want to think about it. So this isn't a Halloween joke. It's not April Fool's. This is who runs the halls of power. And oh no, you're making too much of a right. Too much of a broad paintbrush there. It's not everybody. No, of course, it's not everybody at the CDC who's having sex with animals and children and raping children. No, it's a number. It's two people here. One working there has been accused of it. But I can tell you, in my role as an investigator of the CDC, the WHO, the UN AIDS program, I can tell you that over and over again, I have heard from people investigating. The researchers, mostly not the researchers, mostly the executives. What would you call them? The people making the rules.
Well, the bureaucratic oligarchy, these faceless bureaucrats, unelected and seemingly unable to get rid of them.
That's great. Yeah, that's right. The faceless bureaucracy, and we have a face right here. Finally, Dr. Kimberly Quinlan, who worked in bioterrorism and HIV/AIDS. So she's running around. See, this is it. This is exactly how it works. She's running around the world feeling the need to tell everybody how to behave. She has to tell everybody what to be afraid of. She has to work in, you know, I'm going to tell you what to be afraid of. And in HIV/AIDS. In other words, I'm going to tell you that you're a sexual deviant. I'm going to tell you that you have to be tested for everything. I'm going to go to foreign countries and tell them that they have to be tested for everything. So I have been told by reputable sources that they have very solid, convincing leads that people in these agencies work in certain people in these agencies work they're affiliated with prostitute rings, sometimes very young guys, sometimes very predatory stuff that they're working in. And I'm talking about the HIV/AIDS group.
Yes.
And look, what I'm saying can only be taken as hearsay and not factual allegation, because I'm protecting a source who's doing an investigation, whether it comes out or not. Well, this one came out. You know, if I had said a couple months ago, I have knowledge that people inside the CDC who work in the Department of AIDS are child molesters, you would have said, well, that's unfounded. Well, here's the arrest.
Yeah. That's it. That's what I was thinking as you were talking about that, Liam, that if you had said this even a few weeks ago, people would have said, well, man, Liam's really, I mean, I know he knows stuff, but that's too much to consider. But the reality is you have these arrests that are on the record. The news media has picked it up from Atlanta and around the world. And although they're allegations, I mean, it's pretty damning, and it would be something that they would try to, you know, protect by all means that they had to prevent this information from getting out there. But it's out there,
right? And she has a right to a fair trial, and she has a right to be not to be convicted by a jury of her peers. It's my feeling that the government does its best to protect people who do really awful things. You can think of the plumbers who worked for, I suppose, or against Richard Nixon, depending on your view of history, and so on. People working in the secret government, names that you hear, Howard Hunt and the rest of these fellows who don't really appear in history books, even less shadowy figures like Biskin and Richard Biskin, Richard Helms, and the Dulles brothers. They don't really appear in our history books, and yet they overthrew governments and had tens and probably hundreds of thousands of people killed around the world, supposedly in the name of freedom, supposedly in the name of democracy. But there it is. It's all hidden in plain sight. And when you go and you look it up, you're often told by your reasonable friends to stop being such a conspiracy theorist. And then if you show them the data, they say, well, you've really gone too far this time, and you're just getting that from the internet. And then if you actually pick up a book, they say, well, that book is written by another conspiracy theorist. In other words, people don't want to hear what they don't want to hear, and they'll do everything they can not to. But here it is, all over the web, all over the front pages. This is your CDC, and this is who they are. And this is the way that they think the world is. And this is why they think they need to protect everybody and invade their sex lives and invade their personal lives. Why?
Well, if they look in the mirror, they've got to see monsters at some level. And then they kind of superimpose those monsters on everybody else, lest they recognize it in themselves.
That's my feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, my feeling is that people who really support the AIDS meme, who've had time to think about it and yet really believe that some people die 30 years after having one sexual encounter, how absurd, without looking at the entirety of their life, the entirety of the food and water that they've eaten and drank, the drugs that they've used, without looking at the social context and the cultural context. These people are so infected in their own minds and psyches, you know, that's what they see in the world. So if you're infected in your mind and psyche, and you're terrified of sex, and you have no spiritual life at all, you need somebody to come along and take away the monsters for you. Well, you're the monster at that point.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody, on yesterday's Robert Scott Bell Show through Genesis Communications Network, and I have it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com, and I put it embedded in today's show notes for Advanced Medicine Monday, because a very important hour we kicked off with yesterday on the subject of AIDS. We had Joan Shenton, also another investigative journalist, and she had come out with a documentary that we were beginning to cover. And it was about, you know, again, heresy, if you will, talking about the things that are not allowed to be uttered within the old media, yet we talk about them consistently over here, and Liam has revealed that for many years. And I think it's a fascinating tell, once you see a story like this coming out of the CDC, to say just what you said, Liam, that these people, you know, they know how monstrous they are, but in order to survive or adapt, they literally shut down to their own reality, externalize it on the rest of the world. And I think this explains a lot about a lot of people in government.
Well, the thing about people in government is they somehow have forgotten that all human beings are flawed. And I'm not talking about the level to which this Kimberly Quinlan is flawed. I'm talking about normal flaws and normal pains and normal anxieties. We all have anxieties about sex and intimacy and relationships. They're tender and delicate and, you know, often painful things, and they're wonderful things, and they're challenging things. We now have let the bioterrorism squad tell us when we're safe to have a partner, to love somebody, or really to engage in something very deeply personal with somebody, as this Kimberly Lindsay, running around the world with her HIV/AIDS banner on, telling people how to behave when her behavior at home was so monstrous.
Most
people's behavior isn't that monstrous. Most people don't need this kind of legal babysitting.
Right. Well, it's well exposed here, and I appreciate your help in getting us to a deeper level of understanding there, and I think it's something that everybody should be aware of. This is one way to raise that awareness, Liam, and I appreciate you so much in joining us today on the special Halloween edition.
Yeah, I put up a somewhat satirical, but, you know, it's full of the actual data, the blog about what it is. It's called Have You Gotten Your Flu Shot Yet? And you can look that up on my website. And I drew a couple cartoons that I hope will make the rounds.
I've got them linked up and published as well at robertscottbell.com through to liamscheff.com. And when we come back on the special Advanced Medicine Monday, I've got one of the other sponsors for the Raw Milk Freedom Riders that we're going to be doing tomorrow, November 1st, to kick it off. Big time news on that. We're going to be live from there. And Kevin Lee from HelpingAmerica.com joins us next to reveal why he's helping to support this historic event. Thank you, Liam. We're coming right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind. And yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com. And you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
Special segment today on Advanced Medicine Monday as we're gearing up for the Raw Milk Freedom Ride event from Maryland, from Pennsylvania down to Maryland to the offices, if I can call them that, of the Fear and Death Administration. Of course, in the old media, they'll say Food and Drug Administration inadvertently because that's not really what they are. But that's another story. But we've got this ride going, and Mike Adams, my dear friend, the Hills Ranger, put out a plea for help to get us up there so we can cover that event live. And we heard from a few great, great companies, good people, that said, I need to support this event. We need to make it happen. And one of those people is here with me now, Kevin Lee from HelpingAmerica.com. Kevin, hey, thanks for being a part of this. Thanks, and welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert, you bet. I'm glad I could help.
Well, it's, you know, the old media is going to do its level best to ignore an event like this, and you have moms, really courageous, brave moms that have had enough, Kevin. They've had enough. They said, listen, I want to feed my children healthy food. I want to have them access to natural healing supplements and such, and we're just going to take our stand here. So we need to cover this because we know the old media is not. So, again, what is it that stimulated your call to action in this way?
Well, I was born and raised on a farm, and I, as a matter of fact, I'm still on a farm, and I know what it's all about to get healthy, nutritious, wholesome foods and supplements and that type of thing is important. And when you're producing milk, for example, or vegetables or whatever the case may be, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to share those and sell those to your friends and neighbors and family and whoever wishes. It's just common sense, and for someone to try to stop that, I think is crazy.
Yeah, and even I'd say criminal. And the irony is that these moms, as we're going to be doing this tomorrow on November 1st, are quote-unquote breaking the law, but they've alerted the FDA, said, here we are, come and get us. And they're willing to basically go to jail over this issue. They feel so importantly about making these choices for their kids. And, you know, I think back to the dawn of the American Revolution, you know, to disconnect from the crown, the Declaration of Independence. And, you know, the courage it took for the men there. Now we're talking about being led by the women here. And I'm not embarrassed at all. I'm glad it's happening. But it's like, where are the warrior men, too, the warrior dads? I want them out there as well, defending American liberty and food freedom.
Sure, exactly. Well, I'm just glad that they're standing up. Hey, you know, it's more power to them. And I've noticed a lot more women are taking a stand. And I know, for example, probably 85 or 90% of my customers are women.
They do tend to drive the healing choices on a consumer-based level with the families. Not as many dads do it. It's like dads won't stop to ask for directions, right? And, you know, just stop, honey. Ask for it. No, I can't. I'll do it. I'll get there, you know. And you know, they won't make the decisions for their family. So your evidence is there as well. I see that. But, you know, there's a lot of great speakers that are going to be there. Joel Saladin, I believe I'm saying that right, who is considered to be one of the most influential organic farmers, written several books, including You Can Farm and Everything I Want to Do Is Illegal. Wow, that's something. That's a great. Mark McPhee, founder and CEO of Organic Pastures Dairy in California, scheduled to be there. David Gumpert, long been an outspoken advocate for raw milk and food freedom. His book's called The Raw Milk Revolution, Behind America's Emerging Battle Over Food Rights. We're going to be at, you know, party central for this, thanks to you as well. Filmmaker and raw milk advocate Max Kane, scheduled to be there. Organic farmer Michael Schmidt is on a hunger strike, scheduled to be there, as well as last Friday I had Liz Reitzig on, co-founder of the Farm Food Freedom Coalition, and everybody is so grateful for your support as well to help make this possible, get us up there embedded so we can cover this event live.
You bet. I was talking with a customer of mine the other day, and I wasn't aware of this, but and she's in Florida, in the Florida area, and she told me that she's actually in a area that is illegal to grow a vegetable garden in her front yard. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, and she told me that you know, I'm going to grow these vegetables because I'm feeding my family, and if they want to come and put me in jail for it, then, you know, come and get me. But yeah, you know, I think we need to we really need to put a stop to this nonsense, and just, you know, we just want to live our lives and be healthy, and that's all we want to do. And that's kind of why I do what I do, because I witnessed my father. This has probably been about 15 years ago. He had a heart attack, and I made a conscious decision at that time that I did not want to go through what I saw him go through, and that there must be a better way. And that's when I started researching wellness. And then as time went on, I started Helping America, and now I specialize in immune support, detoxification, remineralization, prevention, and those types of things. And
all the things that are very, very, let's say, embraced here by the Robert Scott Bell Show audience. So it's perfect that you'd come on board to support this for sure. And, you know, if we talk about, again, the tools we need to restore liberty or the republic, in fact, you know, Mike Adams, the health ranger, wrote, I think, last week about the second American Revolution, that we are literally in the midst of it. And, you know, rather than be, you know, the British are coming kind of warning, than the mythology surrounding that, we're talking about our own government now coming for us simply because we believe in health freedom and the freedom to choose the food and grow the food. You mentioned the case in Florida now. We'll have to look into that further, because there was the famous one was up in, I think it was her name, Julie, she was up in Michigan, and we covered that as well. So these are amazing things that even King George of England wasn't prohibiting the colonists from growing food in their front yard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is down in the, I believe, the Panhandle area, Robert.
Well, tell me a little bit more about you, Kevin, and your helpingamerica.com. Again, this is, you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show audience, so those who would like to support you or say thanks to you for helping us be at the Raw Milk Freedom Ride, give us a little background of things they can learn about by going to helpingamerica.com.
Well, as I said, I specialize in immune support and strengthening and boosting the immune system, helping people to, or educate people, I guess, on proper ways to detoxify, which is generally one of the first things that that I cover with someone that is needing help or that has a health issue or something, is to make sure that they've detoxified properly, and we have various different ways of doing that, different tests and things like that, and different types of products to, say, do heavy metal detoxification or organ detox and those types of things, and then also to provide good high quality supplements that will, say, remineralize, or so you get the proper nutrients and nutrition, and then also nutrition as well, with foods, and that is something that that I also talk with people about, go over their diet, what they're eating, what they're, you know, maybe some things that they shouldn't be eating, because a lot of people aren't aware or familiar with the fact that some foods, as well as supplements, are or can be toxic to us. And I'm sure you're aware of that especially some of this GMO stuff that people aren't even really aware. Some people aren't aware that they're eating can really cause some problems, and emotional problems, and all sorts of health issues.
Yeah, we just covered, in fact, some GMO detox protocols on Friday's Healing Revolution show, the Robert Scott Bell Show. So, yeah, you're right in line. I see also here on the website that you have it at helpingamerica.com, you carry Dr. Teresa Dale's products as well. She's a good friend of the program. We've had her on a number of times, and tells me you're aligned with some good healers.
Yes, absolutely. I've got a line of professionals that I work with that if it's something that I can't help the person with, or I'm not sure how to deal with it, I can certainly refer them to the right place and that sort of thing. So another thing that I hear a lot, you know, from people when they call in, is they're so surprised that I answer the phone. And
I actually talk to the people directly. I love that.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that I've always done. And if they don't get me, they get they'll get another employee here. But I will return. I return every call, every email, and I work with a lot of people one on one. And as you can imagine, that takes a lot of my time. So I spend a lot of time working with people. So I have quite a bit of experience in a lot of different, illnesses and things like that, and various different types of health problems. I'm also a certified thought field therapist practitioner, and I also study and practice Qigong and various different types of energy healing and things like that. So I can cover kind of a wide array of things and kind of guide people and a direction that I think would be beneficial to them.
So, Kevin, if people call up, to get some products from you, is there a fee for asking questions, or how does that work?
No, there isn't. It's a free service that I offer.
That's incredibly amazing, because it's so rare that you hear that. And there are a lot of people that are far afield from the cities where they might have access to some of the good docs that we cover here on the program. So that's really great news to have another resource out there.
You know, that is a complaint that I hear a lot, is that I wish there was a naturopath physician in my area. I cannot find one. Mm. And I hear that very often. And so then what we do is, we do everything via telephone, and I can get them to the people they need to get to for the things that they need. And at least they have options there. So,
yeah, I see that you have Oceans Alive Phytoplankton. That's a great product I have at home. I utilize as well. And a number of other really cool things. Let me ask you one thing. We only have a few minutes before we have to go. There's so much to do here on Advanced Medicine Monday leading up to the Raw Milk Freedom Ride tomorrow. The zeolite issue. I love zeolite, but I found on the marketplace it was very hard to get validation and verification of what was actually in some of these products. And some, I did some electron microscopy reviews, and some of the products out there, they didn't even have any zeolite in them because they realized people aren't going to check. How are you actually able to validate this? Because I want to make sure there's a good source of zeolite out there.
Sure. Well, that is, that formula is a formula that's unique in the sense that our formulator creates that specifically for us. I have a test that I use that's it's a heavy metal test, which is one of the ways to validate it. But because I can tell you it has zeolite in it, but short of that,
most people are not going to know. I see you have a heavy metal cleanse kit, and that of course is always a big concern for me, that people do carry around a really significant heavy metal burden. And so in this way, it looks like you have a systematic approach for people.
Right. Yeah. So people can actually take this test, which it's an accurate at home urine test that they can do. It will tell them their current level of health, their level of toxicity right then and there. And then they can use the zeolite products or whatever they choose, whatever they want to use. And mm-hmm. then they can follow that up with another test and an ongoing test, and they can see their results. And So it's something that they can actually see and they know is working. And if our zeolite did not detox and remove heavy metals, I sure as the heck would not give them a test so that they could test to find out.
Sure, sure. So do you offer support and satisfaction, money-back type guarantees? How do you do it in that regard? Because people always ask that question. If I take a risk, take a leap with a new product, they want to know they're backed up.
Absolutely. Yes. I guarantee their happiness. Right. And I always have, and it's a guarantee I put right on the home page of the website. I got a big guarantee there that satisfaction and happiness always and not only just for a week or two after the purchase, but a year later. They can call me up and say, "Hey, this stuff never did anything. I don't think it's working. I don't like it." And they can return it for their money back. So I'm that confident in these products, and especially the ionic silver hydrosol as well, that goes right along with zeolite. I know you're quite familiar with that, Robert. I've heard you speak on you know, on silver and various different silver solutions. And
yeah, we really need to reintroduce that into our culture again, because it's been lost. And unfortunately, the drugs have replaced it to much to our detriment, all the many things that it can do.
It's absolutely incredible. That is one product that I have found over every other thing on the market that shows significant improvements and almost instantaneous and immediate results, more often than not. And it's something that basically just sells itself. And I think it is extremely important that that people have that in their medicine cabinets.
I agree. Listen, we're about out of time, Kevin. You made a lot of people happy today, knowing that we're going to be able to be up there embedded in the Raw Milk Freedom Ride. Very grateful for that. Those of you who'd like to check it out, Kevin Lee can be found at helpingamerica.com. I have the links up at today's blog notes at robertscottbell.com. There's also a special thank you banner rotating through because of this Raw Milk Freedom event that we're doing. And also the toll-free number, I believe, works in U.S. and Canada, 877-743-5746, 877-743-5746. Give a call. Say thank you to Kevin for all his support for this amazing event, and hopefully there'll be a lot more we can do together, Kevin.
You bet. Thank you so much, Robert. It's been all my pleasure. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for helping me rock the health world here on Advanced Medicine Monday. We're going to be coming right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs, and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, let's see what other Halloween-related stories we have. I mean, these are the frightening things, I guess, we have to cover once a year, if not all the time. But again, with the eye to empower you to see through it, get past it, get over it, no longer be enslaved by it. And speaking of enslavement, that's a horrific Halloween thing, isn't it? Are you a slave to the Federal Reserve? I saw this on Yahoo Answers. You've seen these Yahoo questions and answers? Open question, are you a slave to the Federal Reserve? I have linked to this in the show notes today, and I hope that you'll take a look to read at it, read it, and learn something. Some people have said it's a little too harsh to kind of hit you that hard, but I think, you know, sometimes we need to be slapped around or a little bit, dash of cold frozen water on our heads to wake us up. Two kinds of money it lists: commodity money, such as gold and other precious metals, which can be produced by anyone. In other words, you can mine it out and make it. Or fiat money, which can only be, quote-unquote, legally produced by governments and or licensed central banks, and then, of course, forced into currency, if you will, or into circulation by the legal tender laws. This is a fascinating thing, that gold is considered the money of free men, where a fiat paper is the money of slaves, and the issuer of the fiat paper is a slave master. I know it's harsh, but we need to talk in terms of slavery, because if we sugarcoat this, we'll be as bad as the FDA saying go after licorice while ignoring the additives, preservatives, flavorings, colorings, and all the other garbage in the Halloween candy. And remember, of course, if you're going to give these kids the Halloween candy, please have them chew up some 100% food-grown GTF chromium to help them deal with all the sugar influx so they won't freak out and go all hypoglycemic and become dangerous the next day at school. Just a little friendly tip and reminder here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. These are the little things that get you there. Also, xylitol, simple sugar, but can be utilized to reduce some of the potential bacterial growth leading to tooth decay. I know there are a lot of things, but, you know, kids like sweet things used in inappropriate ways, in mints or other, even chewing gums. You can give your kids a simple treat that's sweet, but helps counteract some of the garbage of the American Dental Association dentists who say, yeah, eat it all. Who cares? You just come see us. We'll drill you a bigger hole. No, not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So what other tricks or treats do we have here on this Halloween? How about that scary sandwich coming from Mickey D's? McRib, the McRib. Oh, gosh, don't give me that McRib. You ever seen the picture of this thing, dry reconstituted pig parts? Well, it turns out they've revealed some of the ingredients, and two of them are pretty darn nasty in addition to the way they grow the pigs. Well, three of them, actually. Do you know that if you're getting your McRib sandwich, you can't ask them to hold the azotocarbonamide, ammonium sulfate, and polysorbate 80, which are just three of the 70 ingredients, 34 in the bun alone, that go into this barbecue pork sandwich, according to the restaurant's website. You think they would have hid that? Polysorbate 80 in a McRib. That is a Halloween trick you don't want. You know, you talk about the nasty things that they, you know, surprise you with in these little bags of treats, and they give you one right through the drive-thru. People are going to. I mean, there are people hooked on this stuff. Can't wait for McDonald's to bring it out every 7 years. Or maybe these are the people that are getting their children Gardasil shots. Could that be possible? Could that be explained? The McRib taking them out of any semblance of common sense? I have this linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com today, as well as it posted it to the Robert Scott Bell Show website. FDA information on Gardasil, betrayal of the public trust. This comes from Norma Erickson, the president of SaneVax. In response to the recent announcement by SaneVax of the discovery of genetically modified HPV DNA residue in multiple vials of Gardasil, the FDA posted the following page on their site. FDA information on Gardasil, presence of DNA fragments expected. No safety risk. I have that linked embedded in there. The FDA lists several key facts in an obvious attempt to allay any fears which may have arisen over the discovery of foreign DNA and yet another safe and effective vaccine. Unfortunately, these key facts raise more questions than answered. I don't have time to go into this, but I hope that you'll read the article. It's embedded into today's show notes as well for the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, you know, this leads me to something else somebody posted on my Facebook page just yesterday. Evidently, there's a push to do some kind of memorial for vaccine victims on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. And I think that would be an appropriate memorial to raise awareness. But I'm torn on this because I don't want taxpayer money used to do any of these memorials. I'd rather it be privately funded. And so, you know, if you feel so moved, I will list in the, I have it listed in the show notes about this. They also link to the truthaboutgardasil.org as well as the NVIC.org as well. So I think it's worth checking out. You do with it as you will. But yeah, it would be interesting to have it like the Holocaust Memorial as such. There is another Holocaust. It's the vaccine Holocaust, and that is horrific. not just on Halloween, but 365 days out of the year. Just a quick reminder, also tomorrow's show, Raw Milk Freedom Riders, I'll be there embedded, and we are going to be broadcasting maybe 3, maybe 4 hours, so it's an extended edition, live and in person up there in Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area. And I hope you'll stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, next hour, we're going to ramp it up. We got a lot of healing to do with Dr. Rashid Bitar, including detoxing some iron and aluminum for all of those who were duped by the AdvoClarity marketing. We want to get you well. So stay with us. We're coming right back with that and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
To the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you would like to participate, you can call Robert at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. And now, it's time to
wake up!
Thank you.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Happy Halloween. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. We continue to rock it on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Joined now by, he's not a scary doctor, he's a good guy. He's Rashid Bitar. Dr. Bitar, welcome back.
Always good to be back, Robert.
You know, the things that are scary, some of the stuff we covered last hour, including we didn't even talk about this off the air, Dr. Bitar, but the CDC, one of the high-level scientists, executives at the CDC was just arrested on charges of child molestation and bestiality.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I'm like,
who is this?
This woman, I'll have to look back at the name right now. It's not in front of me, but I'll pull it back up. But this is an amazing story of people that were out there promoting, like, for instance, the swine flu vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And so many other things related to trying to tell people, what they can eat, what they shouldn't do. They should get their shot. And this woman, here it is, Dr. Kimberly Quinlan Lindsay, a top official with the CDC, arrested and charged with 2 counts of child molestation and 1 count of bestiality. I mean, it is bizarre, but it's not, you know, if you read about hundreds, if not thousands of years of these strange cults, and they end up in these secret places, very often likely controlling people or trying to, because they're reflecting, we come to this conclusion that they're reflecting some evil within themselves out to the whole world, and in that way they justify their authoritarian viewpoint of how they go about their thing.
I mean, this is amazing. You're absolutely right. I couldn't have said that better. I mean, it's just amazing that – I almost thought this was a joke, but I'm thinking this isn't April 1st. So this
no, it's not. It's a wicked Halloween story, but where fiction is not – in fact, stranger, the truth is stranger than the fiction, or the facts are stranger than fiction here.
Wow.
So, you know, this is the kind of stuff that it is a Halloween 365 days out of the year when you work at these government agencies or entities and, you know, block out any sense of common sense, kindness, human decency, where you can do these things. You know, they were the American government. What were they doing recently? This last week, they were contemplating testing the anthrax vaccine on children just to see if it would work.
Nothing experimental about that, is there?
No, nothing at all. I mean, this is horrific stuff. This is the Halloween, you know, story. And, of course, we've got more Halloween. On a lighter note, of course, the FDA, Dr. Batari, we love them. They have warned everybody against, oh, dangerous candies, right? And I was thinking when I read this story at first that it would be about the colorings, the additives, the flavorings, the preservatives, and the refined sugars. But no. Guess what they're warning us against? Licorice. And I'm not talking about the artificial licorice. I mean, that was all with food coloring that I grew up on. I mean, the real stuff that's actually medicinal. That's the one thing they're going to tell us to warn us not to eat.
And what's the warning?
Well, let's see. Let's pull up the licorice story here. Where is that hiding here on the... Here is it. Trick or treat. FDA warns about too much black licorice. What are they saying? Oh, if you're over 40 and you eat 2 ounces of black licorice a day for at least 2 weeks, I don't know many people that do that, but if you do, they're concerned about arrhythmia, irregular heart rhythm. And that's basically it because of, what is this, glycyrrhizin? How do they say that?
Glycyrrhizin.
Yeah, however they say. I mean, this is naturally in the licorice root, and it's actually, as far as I know, licorice is an optimal adaptogenic herb as well. It does wonderful things for energy without hyperstimulating you. We're not telling you to overdose on it, but of all the things to warn against, all of that toxic candy they pick
on. You know, what's funny is that all the sugar that people will take, that'll also cause irregular.
Yes,
I mean it's. You know, just if anybody doesn't believe that sugar can cause it, just watch your kids. You know, you give them some sugar and see how hyper they're becoming. You know, anytime you have increased sympathetic the flight fright response, you know, kicks in overdrive, you can have arrhythmias. So I remember
Dr. Russell Blaylock. You know, he wrote about excitotoxins.
Yeah.
And many of these additives and things and colorings, all excitotoxic to kids, especially their nervous system, very sensitive on top of the refined sugars. This is our FDA at work warning us against natural licorice.
This is interesting. It says black licorice can interfere with some medications, however, such as heart drugs and birth control pills, as well as some herbs and dietary supplements. So the FDA advises consumers to check with their doctor if they have concerns.
Right, and their doctor's going to go, God, they don't know.
The interesting thing is that the heart drugs and the birth control pills are not the ones that are attributed to having the problem. It's the licorice.
Oh, yeah. It's always funny about that when they say, well, be careful with those herbs and supplements. They might counteract your drug. And I'm thinking, well, that might be the best thing to have happen. Stop that drug. Go back to the supplements. But of course, it's all upside down within the bureaucratic oligarchy. And this brings me to another story here on Halloween. I've been covering this. I had Mike Adams on my Sunday show yesterday, the Health Ranger. And really stunning what we talked about, the freedom of the press, because we're really pushing the First Amendment for what I believe the founders had intended. Also to be watchdogs, to really call out those that are not doing right. And, you know, so many have been convinced that the only way that we can protect the public is to have a large federal bureaucracy to, review things, and never mind that they're going to be bought off by the very entities that we're supposed to be protected from. And here's a case where Mike Adams, all of his integrity intact, finds this supplement that another of his friends are selling called Adya Clarity, and does an expose on it revealing high levels of iron that could be dangerous, high levels of aluminum, even barium is in there. And, the FDA would have taken a year or 2 years, maybe multi-million dollar sting operation to figure out what Mike Adams was able to do in 24 hours.
Well, what's most impressive to me is that, from what I understand, and again, I don't know this for a fact, but from what I understand, that the gentleman who was behind this particular product with this high level of toxins in it was actually somebody that Mike was closely involved with in a business relationship or friendship level.
And one of the key marketers, yeah.
And so it wasn't just like Mike exposing something. It was like Mike exposing somebody that was close to him.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, he gave him a chance to come clean, but the guy refused to. So that shows that he's got a lot of integrity, and that's one of the things that's lacking, obviously, in media, in the traditional media. Which brings me back to this question about the CDC official that was arrested for the child molestation and bestiality. Was that something that was covered in mainstream media?
Yeah, in fact, that was in the Atlanta papers particularly, and it did make the rounds. This was one of those ones that was so overwhelming that they could not ignore it. Mm. And so, that did come out in that way. I think about the First Amendment and the free press. I mean, the press, weren't they the ones supposed to dig for the dirt and uncover and bring the stories out? And that was like, you know, the real last bastion of how we would get information out. Now the media is bought and sold by these large multinational corps. And we come back to natural news and what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with you, Dr. Bitar. Look, it's easy to target the drug industry. I mean, they make it easy for us. It's not no big deal. But when you're confronted with supplements that are supposed to be, quote unquote, safe and natural and such, and then you got to look and reflect inwardly and say, hey, am I willing to point out the bad apples within our own so-called family, loosely knit family of the natural realm? And I think that's an important thing that would distinguish real media, genuine First Amendment investigative journaling, versus those that become shills for whoever they can make money from.
Without a doubt. In fact, you know, when you start looking at the natural health wellness industry and you look at the number of products that are out there that have the raw product ingredients, when you look at the raw product and you try to price the raw product ingredients, and as you know, Robert, I have my own lab and we make certain things. There were a couple supplements that we were going to make ourselves, because every batch that we tested of the products that we were buying from different companies, the labels, what they claimed, what the amount that was in there was not in there. It wasn't tested. In fact, this has been done in a number of studies. And even in my book, I mentioned the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. I mentioned a couple of studies that were done with probiotics and various levels of the various species of probiotics that were supposed to be in these various products. And when they were tested, I believe only two of them actually showed some of the raw product that was supposed to be in there, some of the probiotics that were supposed to be in there. But the vast majority of them, all but two, actually had contaminants in there. And they didn't have near what they claimed. Only two of the products actually contained what they claimed to contain, but even those two products didn't have the levels that they claimed. So I don't even remember exactly what it was. I think it had something to do with, we had saw palmetto in there and there was a couple of other components. But we were looking at buying the product in raw bulk and then getting it capsulized and then selling it. And when you look at companies such as Walmart, for instance, and nothing against Walmart, but when you look at some of these products and what they're selling, and then you see what the raw product component is, and what we could buy the raw product, and I'm not talking about buying, you know, 500 grams or a kilo or two. I'm talking about buying, you know, 100 to 150 kilos at a time, but the best price you can get. The amount that we were paying for the raw product was more than what this company was selling the product in the capsule, with the label, in a bottle, with the marketing. So how could you take that raw product and then reduce the price and add the cost of labels and printing and bottling and et cetera, et cetera. And that's not even including the putting it in a capsule.
Yeah, so it tells you a lot about the quality or lack thereof in what we call mass merchandised supplements.
Absolutely. And this is one of the problems that, you know, if you really look at it, probably the vitamin industry is perhaps the greatest bastardized industry in the United States. And in some ways, when the mainstream doctors say that, well, that's ludicrous and this is garbage, of course, what they're saying may be applicable to some of the lower quality stuff, which unfortunately there's a lot of it out there. But there's a difference, you know, your transportation is not transportation, it's not transportation. In other words, a tricycle is not like a BMW, is not like a Learjet. So you can't compare, you can't just categorize these things into the same category and say, well, they're a supplement, because the quality of it is a difference between black and white, night and day. And unfortunately, I think that there is some truth to what the traditional viewpoint is, that supplements, you know, there's nothing that's standardized, there's no quality in there. But they're taking one little – it's like saying that the Jonestown Massacre is representative of Christianity, okay? It's absurd. It's an absurd statement. But the point is that many, many people do get caught up in this marketing scam and this elevation and maybe embellishment of the truth. And so we have to it behooves us within the industry to police ourselves. And so what Mike's done is indicative of something that I think has been needed within our own ranks for a long time. And we know that the quality type of products that are out there, I mean, you know, when certain companies are going to certain conferences and it's the same kind of companies that you see and they're doing good stuff, but then the vast majority of the stuff that's out there it's just absolute garbage. I mean, you might as well just pick up some dirt and eat it. Actually, the dirt would probably be better because it's going to probably have some, you know, pleomorphic organisms and some actual...
some level of actual probiotics in there.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Well, you know, this is a crisis of faith or something that happens every time, like your own family. Again, in the theoretical sense of, all right, we're in the natural products realm and have been there for a long time. And then you see one of your own, and I don't mean that literally, but you know what I'm saying, abandoned principle, you know, and they had a reputation that people really trusted, and it's just disappointing to find. But then again, we realize as long as we inhabit this shell while we're on planet Earth, there's always the possibility that any of us could be corrupted. So we always have to be vigilant and determine what is really of value and importance. And these people that have done this, their reputation is soiled perhaps forever. And that's something that, you know, being in media as long as I have, it's just nothing that's worth it all. I've had to turn down lots of money over the years. I said, what was the point? You make a quick killing and then everybody says, well, we can't trust that guy. It doesn't seem to be a fair price for that ever.
Well, my mom gave me a plaque when I was, I think probably in eighth grade. And this plaque had the name Buttar on it and then had this verbiage underneath. And it was very interesting. Because I still have it downstairs in my office. And essentially what the message was that you come into this world with one thing, and that's your name. And when you leave the world, that's the only thing that you leave behind. You know, it's your children, sure, but your children are carrying your name. And so you must protect that name. And I think that that's exactly what you're saying, and I agree with that, that we have to protect, in this case, not necessarily our name, but our industry.
Sure.
And police it ourselves.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you don't want to have, you know, your gravestone saying, here lies Bonehead.
Exactly.
It used to be somebody else. No, not here, not now, not ever. Not with Dr. Buttar in the house, so to speak, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Advanced Medicine Monday, Medical Rewind, every week here, special Halloween edition. We're also going to be talking about how to unload the aluminum that some of you, if you had been taking that product, we want to tell you how to accelerate that cleanse safely, as well as what if you've consumed excess iron. So stay with us. We got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Buttar after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, 866-939-BELL. If you ever have any questions or comments, it opens the lines 24 hours, 7 days a week, 866-939-2355. Dr. Bitar, we've got all his links up at the blog today at robertscottbell.com. You'll check out Dr. Bitar, D-R-B-U-T-T-A-R.com, as well as the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, the medical rewind. So many cool cool things, Dr. Bitar. I mean, people, we spend hours and hours and hours learning, even beyond what we do each week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I'm glad that people are finding the information to be worthwhile and informative, and that's what the goal was, to give information and empower people with the knowledge that's necessary for them to regain their health and their own power.
Yeah, and in the case that those had consumed this product we were talking about that Mike Adams did this reveal on, you know, two of the issues were the biggest issues. One was excessive iron consumption, another was the aluminum. But first and foremost, iron. I mean, it's not that difficult to bring this back down in line, but there are serious considerations for someone who, what they call it, hemochromatosis, if there's excess iron in the blood.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, one thing that people need to remember, that there are certain components. You've got metals and minerals essentially fall in the same category, but the essential minerals such as copper, selenium, iron, these are essential for life, but they're also considered to be a double-edged sword. In other words, if the levels are too high, they actually take on the same characteristics as the toxic heavy metals, such as mercury, lead, etc. So you have to be very careful that you don't take excess levels off selenium, off copper, off iron. And we'll talk about iron here in a second. But Robert, do you remember one of those crime shows, I can't remember, CSI.
Yeah, all those CSIs where they do a lot of crime scene investigations, they do a lot of blood work, lab work, that kind of thing.
Exactly, and there was actually a very interesting one that I saw a couple of years ago, and what was really impressive about it was two women, they basically both get together and they go into cahoots to kill each other's husbands, and they both were doing it because they were going to inherit a lot of money once their spouses died, and one of the women becomes the secretary for the other husband, and then there's another one has an affair, whatever the case is. But the one that became a secretary for the other husband, her mechanism of killing the other husband was by taking selenium. The guy raised cattle or something, was a farmer or a big rancher, and so she took selenium that was used to supplement the cattle, and she would put a teaspoon of that selenium within his coffee every morning. As his secretary, she would make it, and then he would consume it, and he was slowly deteriorating. And it was a slow method of dying. I think it took like 9 months or something like that. But the point is that these essential minerals, because selenium, without taking selenium, you know, you're also going to die. In fact, selenium is considered to be a birth control pill for virus.
Yes.
And 200 micrograms of selenium in various studies have actually shown in a 19-year retrospective analysis that 200 micrograms of selenium actually will decrease the incidence of cancer by exponential amount. I believe it was like 1% of the people that were on 200 micrograms of selenium over a course of 20 years developed cancer versus 19% of people that were not on 200 micrograms of selenium. So it, unfortunately, it's not one of the cases where the more is better in type of scenario in when you talk about selenium or copper for that matter or iron. And so in this particular case, when we're talking about iron, for instance, one of the things that, well, you've got some suggestions from a natural standpoint. My sure. most natural wet method, you know, when we were talking about this off the air, you kind of said leeches, which actually goes right along what I'm saying, not necessarily leeches.
No, I was joking half-heartedly because, you know, when they always say about how bad medicine and leeches are brought up, but there, you know, there's a medicinal viewpoint of course, bloodletting in this case.
Absolutely.
Specific
Absolutely.
To this issue.
Then hemochromatosis used to actually be treated that way, and still can be treated that way. In fact, donating blood is one of probably the best things that you can do. My mentor, Dr. William Hitt, when I asked him, and he was in his early 80s when I asked him, and this guy was incredibly astute and acute. I mean, his memory, his vision, with the exception of his chronological age, you would never think that he was in his 80s. You would think he was more like in his 50s, his sense of humor, the way he drove a car. I mean, there was mm-hmm. nothing frail mm-hmm. about this man. And I asked him, you know, what would you recommend? I mean, if somebody wants to be in half as good health as you, and I told him that I hope I'm half as healthy as you are when I'm in my 80s. But he gave me his secret, which, by the way, I have to say this on the side, Transtee ended up being something that he started using mm-hmm. the last 4 or 5 years of his life. And he told me, he said he thought it was incredible. But his basic things were, the three things were taurine, you know, supplement taurine 500 milligrams every day.
Yeah.
Donating blood. He donated blood once a month, which is essentially bloodletting. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons he said that was because he said, you know, we get rid of our iron levels, but we also get rid of all the old red blood cells. And most importantly, we stimulate new blood, red blood cell production. So when I see an RDW in a red blood cell study, in a CBC, complete blood cell count, when the RDW level starts to trend up, that basically means that the body is now in a state of producing new red blood cells. And most of the time in traditional medicine, when we see that number going up, that means that there's a bleed. Somebody is either having a chronic bleed or an acute bleed, so there's a need for the body to start to reproduce more new red blood cells or start to create new red blood cells. But actually, if you can stimulate that without bleeding, obviously, so you just donate blood, there's a new cycle production of new red blood cells. And so that's another important component. So Dr. Hitt's advice was taurine 500 milligrams a day, donate blood once a month, and then the third thing was ozone therapy, ozonate. Now, that doesn't mean you're inhaling ozone because it's highly toxic. He was talking about ozone autohemotherapy, where you take out the blood, ozonate, and put it back into the body, and that's very significant to get rid of virus and bacteria and abnormal cells.
We've talked about that, as one of your most critical protocols for a lot of things with the people that are coming to see you.
That's correct.
And so, I mean, obviously, in an acute sense, some of these are very simple methods to, let's say, restore balance in an acute crisis like that. I mentioned homeopathically the use of iron, ferrum phosphoricum. Ferrum phos is very commonly used. And, you know, a lot of times people are low in iron or don't utilize it properly. They can do that as well. So with homeopathy, it's always about restoration of stasis. Whether you're high or low, we can use the same remedy and get the results we need in conjunction with us or accelerate. So, you know, these are some very simple things. There are nutrient blood building supplements as well. But in this case, we're talking about, you know, getting rid of some of this iron in a rapid way. But the other issue coming off of this IG Clarity that people are very concerned about now is excess consumption of aluminum. And of course, we know of a lot of aluminum in brain scenarios that may be Alzheimer's related, but there's more to it than that.
Absolutely. In fact, aluminum is one of those things that the body tends to get rid of much faster, and the tendency of the body to hold on to aluminum is less than the body's tendency to hold on to certain other metals. So a lot of times when you see on a challenge test aluminum levels high, you will see those resolve relatively quickly because the propensity of the system to eliminate it is quite intact. It doesn't seem to be as prone to impairment as far as the detoxification pathways being impaired that work on removing aluminum as, say, looking at mercury, for instance. However, and I this is applicable actually to not only aluminum but to even what we were just talking about with iron. One of the things that you want to make sure that if you are concerned about that you may have high iron level or higher aluminum level is make sure that your normal consumption of these of items that you would normally consume that have levels of iron or aluminum, you know, reduce that at least during that interval, maybe the next 2 or 3 months if you're concerned that you've gotten high exposure. For instance, where do you get aluminum? Well, you get aluminum from deodorants. That's a very significant way of introducing aluminum into the body. I don't use it and have not used deodorants for years. I believe that actually the more detoxified you become, the cleaner you are. And so when you perspire, you don't have
offensive odor. I agree. I've seen that over the years from my my years of being toxic to years of cleaning up. And the only time where I'll have any significant odor is if I'm under extreme emotional stress, you know, and it changes. It changes your body chemistry.
And, you know, that's one of the things that my wife has said and people have said to me before, too, you know, after working out and you're sweating, and they're saying they've made the comment, you know, you can tell you're sweating, but, you know, you don't have that smell. But the thing, that smell is more to do with what's accumulated inside your body. And if you chelate normally and regularly and keep up with at least in my case, I think that's one of the reasons because I'm cleaner. I'm not saying cleaner because I'm cleaner because I wash or anything more.
After you're out cleaning the camels, you got to come in and clean up. Come on.
Well, exactly. And even though, despite the fact that the host of the show tries to encourage you not not to do so, so we could, you know, get on the air faster, right? So
yes.
But the thing is that, you know, consuming, what are we talking about when we talk about iron consuming, to make sure that we consume less iron? Well, red meat, for instance, has higher levels of iron. So you may not want to eat red meat for a month or mm-hmm. two, or maybe, you know, reduce the amount by half whatever you normally eat. So I'm just pointing those two things out just sure. as a side note. There's many other things that contain aluminum and iron that we consume on a regular basis, but that may also be abstination may be the answer as well to add on to this. And then, of course, there's then the medical aspect. Iron, defuroxamine is probably one of the most effective ways of getting rid of iron. I would clinically use EDTA, which gets iron and gets aluminum. And so...
Well, we're talking about intravenous or oral chelation or both in this case.
Well, the problem is that EDTA is only absorbed approximately 5% through the gastrointestinal tract,
right.
Robert.
Right.
So, you know, oral chelation is a great concept. Unfortunately, it doesn't do much. But I guess in this case, would it be better to have 5% absorption versus none?
Sure.
Yes,
yeah,
would be. So, you know, to take some oral EDTA may not be a bad idea. I don't use anything oral when it comes to a chelator. I would use a transdermal, mm-hmm. or I would use the intravenous. The rectal format, unfortunately, there have been some studies which I have actually not only reviewed myself, but have observed some similar results in clinical practice. When you put a suppository in with a chelator, it sits at the rectal on that particular rectal mucosa
okay.
for a sustained period of time, and you end up getting leukoplastic and dysplastic changes where the tissue that where the suppository is sitting will leach out the minerals more so
from the local tissue.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, that
and
could be problematic.
Leukoplastic, dysplastic changes, and people have actually complained of, you know, pain and discomfort, and those leukoplastic, dysplastic changes are precancerous. And in the rat study that they did, that's exactly what they found. And so I have never recommended the suppositories, and I've had three or four patients that wanted to try it, and I said, go right ahead. You don't need a prescription, and you know, let me know how it works out for you. And none of them continued on it for more than a few months.
Yeah. And of course, when we talk with chelating agents from the plant kingdom, you know, we come back with foods high in selenium. We've talked in some cases about cilantro, spirulina, sea vegetation, seaweed. And again, all of these minerals serve as binding agents as well. So we're not ignoring the food intake as far as that goes. But here we're talking about aggressive needs to counteract environmental or other exposures that go above an ordinary kind of needs.
Absolutely. I would like to mention something you said about cilantro. Cilantro sure. is one of my favorite herbs. I love the taste of cilantro. I think it's fantastic. The one thing that you want to be careful about when you're taking cilantro for chelating metals, since cilantro is a natural chelator, the problem is that in its normal environment, it will sequester mercury. So when you actually do an analysis on cilantro products, you will actually find a higher level of mercury in most of them because of the quality of the product is not there, because it's naturally, that's what it's designed to do. It naturally binds to the mercury anyway. So if you're using cilantro for chelation or for the process of chelating or binding to these metals to remove them out of your body, specifically mercury, make sure that you get a very highly rated brand, something that has independent third-party analysis done to see the quality of it, because unless it's controlled in a controlled environment, if it's not grown in a controlled environment, it will have mercury. And that doesn't mean it's contaminated. It just means that that's what it normally does, and that's what
sure,
you're getting. So
sure.
Just be aware of that. But cilantro is a great – there's many other health benefits to cilantro.
Well,
but any of those natural vegetable bases that will end up helping to facilitate the removal of metals, be careful, because if they naturally in the environment will naturally bind to these metals, then the propensity for them to bind to those metals being inherent within their own, you know, morphological characteristics within these plants themselves, it's going to be harder for you to find a cleaner source of those unless they're grown in a controlled environment.
All right. Well, great stuff here on Advanced Medicine Monday. Definitely some advanced medicine for you out there in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience. Thanks to Dr. Bitar. We're going to take a quick break here, come back with more of the Halloween edition, more Halloween scares coming out of Fukushima. We're going to add on to this so you'll know that all the things we've been saying, just double down and keep doing that good work, because it'll protect you and your kids. We'll be right back with more of that after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Just a quick reminder for all the listeners to Robert Scott Bell Show. Tomorrow will be a very unique episode. I will be embedded with the Raw Milk Freedom Riders. I tell you what, this is going to be amazing. All those moms, those supercharged, supermom, warrior moms that are standing up against the federal behemoth, the FDA, in regards to the consumption, the transport of raw, real milk. Dr. Batar, isn't it amazing that it takes the moms to wake us all up and say, my goodness, the British are coming? No, it's the feds. They're coming for our food.
Well, I believe that history will show that there has been no significant change ever that's been made until the public demands it. It's never been an organization, a political group. It's never been a special interest group. It's never been, you know, the government. It's always been when the public demands it. And mothers, they represent the core of the public anyway.
Yeah, they do. And they're waking up the warrior dads, thank God. You know, a lot of this is related to the vaccine issue, but here's another one, you know, coming so close to home where the feds are actually making believe like they know what's better for our kids. And when they don't even know how to eat themselves.
Well, it's pretty pathetic, but that's the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe they should be. Well, that's another story where I'm going. But that's a Halloween. It's Halloween here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, another Halloween trick, which is not so nice, is coming off of medical news today. Fukushima radiation fallout bigger than officially reported. Now, remember what we've said here for a long time, that official stories are there to protect the officials. And here's another case where they're having to come back and, you know, as they criticized me, they criticized Mike, and we've been saying from the beginning that this story is much bigger than they would admit. And it turns out, yes, indeed, two reports released this month, one focusing on the marine, the other focusing on atmosphere, find that radiation fallout from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant accident following the earthquake and tsunami in March, bigger than reported by the Japanese government and the electric power company. Now, this, have you seen the pictures, the images of, like, what did they say, 60 million tons? I don't know, some ridiculous number floating across the Pacific, heading toward the Midway Islands, eventually to Hawaii, and eventually the west coast of North America. Now, on top of that, you add
60 million tons of what, Robert?
Debris from the from the tsunami. I mean, literally, they've shown pictures of this, the boat, the ships that are going back and forth. It's, they have to, like, steer around this stuff. It's like land, a landmass of debris. On top of the fact now that they're recognizing this radiation spill much worse, as we've acknowledged here. And so we say, are all of the things we've talked about, you and I, Dr. Pitar, about chelating and binding out the, you know, the radiation as well, means that we can't rest on our laurels and say, okay, well, I just had a little extra something and I'm going to do it for a while. We've really got to stay very vigilant about these exposures.
Well, who was the idiot on TV after this occurred that said, well, a little bit of radiation is good for you? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Coulter, Ann Coulter, that political pundit. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she was a wild one. But she was talking about, she sort of read something about hormesis somewhere, but she didn't have a clue.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that when the government was out there talking about, you didn't have to worry about what was going to happen to the Western seaboard. Well, I'll tell you. Forget the Western seaboard. We, being on the Eastern seaboard, there were videos that were actually on YouTube where people climbed on top of higher peaks in the Appalachian chain, going up maybe 4,000 feet in elevation with radiation counters. And I think it's anything over 80 or 100, I believe, is considered to be unsafe for a sustained period, and sustained meaning more than 24 hours or more than 48 hours. And this is live. I mean, it's a live 10-minute long video, and they show the guy getting up there, and he turns it on. You know, it's clicking, and it's measuring the radiation. And then when he's saying, well, I have a feeling we're going to get over 400, 500, and it hits 400, 500, and goes up to 700 and 800. They finally, I think, stopped it at 1,100.
Wow.
And the radiation, this is in North Carolina, after this tsunami
that
happened in Japan.
Yeah.
And we were worried about what was going to happen to the West Coast. Well, if it's getting to the East Coast, guess what? The West Coast, you know, mountain region and the Midwest, it all got hit if we're getting it all the way to the East Coast.
Yeah, which is why we have to do so much to counteract this. It's not that nature doesn't provide ways to do so, but we're really pushing it with what's happening here. The new assessment in this article, Dr. Pitar, shows that the amount of cesium-137 that flowed into the Pacific after the disaster was probably nearly 30 times the amount stated by Tokyo Electric Power Company.
I think you could probably take that times another 10.
You were reading my mind. Exactly.
You get close, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then they also estimated the cesium-137 that flowed into the sea from the power plant. What they say, they're measuring it. It reached 27 peta or peta, 10 to the power of 15 becquerels. I apologize. I don't know how to pronounce some of these things. But they also reported that 82% of this contamination had reached the sea by April 8th. One becquerel is one radioactive decay per second. So they're literally saying that the Pacific levels will soon reach double what it was during the atmospheric nuclear tests of the 1960s.
And that's gonna have an impact on every living thing on this planet.
Yeah, the cesium, you're talking about a half-life of 30 years, where the iodine, they claim over a week. So, I mean, this is not Halloween happy news, I realize that, but it's those that listen to this kind of information are going to take the active role that they can and should do to protect their children, because, as I said, if we ramp up the levels of these things that can counteract this, we can survive and get through it. But it's not by just wishing it away or simply praying it away. We are asked to do something about it as well.
Well, that's absolutely true. And as far as when we're talking about the impact of this radiation and that it's going to be in the atmosphere and that it's going to basically affect every living organism on this planet for a long time to come, in what way will it impact us? Well, the most evident way would be an increase in carcinogenesis, in oncogenesis, in the formation of cancer. And it's actually something that can be prevented because we have to reduce the oxidative stress in our systems. And this is, Robert, one of the things that I brought up, that the only way to deal with this radiation, the only way is to remove the substances that create this radiation, the uranium, the plutonium that needs to be taken out. And the same chelator that works for mercury, dimercaptopropanosulfonate, DMPS, is also highly, highly effective at pulling out, besides mercury and arsenic, plutonium and uranium. In fact, that's why the Department of Defense, the Undersecretary of the Navy, the Department of Defense, when I testified in front of Congress, met with me, and there was a lot of interest for the use of the transdermal DMPS for soldiers.
Hmm. You know, it's fascinating that they would acknowledge this. And now there was another story I covered yesterday, Dr. Bitar. They actually they put $6 million up for some nutritional research that they acknowledge that, you know, as they're trying to get super soldiers, that they might should look at nutrition. We could have done that for a fraction. We could have told them that for free.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, that's – hey, you know, it's
speaking of, for the paper to print it on.
Yeah, speaking of the military, did you see this graphic of all the contributions from active and retired military service personnel in terms of who are they supporting for president?
Yeah, I actually hadn't seen it till you sent me that email. It's not surprising at all, but it's amazing. And again, is the traditional media covering this? Of course they're not.
No, I mean they have made mention of it, but they kind of brush it off. And
they mentioned that the military is more than almost doubled the support from Obama to Ron Paul. They mentioned that actually in the traditional media.
Yeah, well, they mostly try to reference it in terms of the Republicans. They don't try to mention Obama's support there, but Obama gets more military contributions than all of the Republicans. I don't know if combined, but you know, Ron Paul right now, this was as of January 1st through September 30th. And, you know, they like to say, you've heard these Republicans attack Ron Paul to say, oh, he's wants to be an isolationist. He wants to take us away from protecting and cut military defense spending, they said. But he says, listen, I'm not about cutting defense. I'm cutting militarism. Let's bring our troops home and defend our borders. And you know, and just legitimately say that's what the military is for. Defend us, not to become the attacking policemen and nation builders of the world.
Or the bullies of the world.
Yeah. And so the military people, they get it. They're the chicken hawks, I call them, like Gingrich, who talks a good game and say, we should attack everywhere. We should go after Iran now. And you know, what does he get? 1,000.
Why does he go after Iran? Let's see how much he's willing to bleed himself.
Yeah, well, that's it. The chicken hawks, that's what they're called. They speak a good game, but when it comes to them or their kids, they don't want to have anything to do with it. And, you know, here's a case of someone who understands a legitimate role for the military as a defensive mechanism for the country. That's a constitutional responsibility. You were in the military. You understand that. And it seems like the military people understand it. They get past the rhetoric and the neoconservative line, or even the neoconservative Obama and his, you know, attempts at attacking. They have sending troops in the middle of Africa, Uganda now.
Well, you know, the whole purpose of a military, the whole purpose of being strong, the whole purpose of learning how to fight and being strong, what is the purpose? The purpose is so that your opponent doesn't want to engage.
Yes.
That's the entire purpose of being strong, is to ensure peace, not to go out and pick fights. And that's exactly what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the strongest thing, as you learn in the martial arts, is to not use your ability to cause harm. You're trained to do so, but to do so is an admission of failure that you could not defuse a situation without violence.
Well, that's without a doubt, that's accurate.
Yeah. So I find that fascinating because he is the peace candidate, the one guy who would actually do what he says and pull our troops home to be legitimate constitutional defensive mechanism as opposed to being what they are today. So I had to bring that up because the old media, even though they've mentioned it, they tend to forget it. And certainly as these hardcore neoconservative chicken hawks that say Ron Paul's soft on defense, he's not, if anything, opposite is so, as he's raised more than double all the Republican candidates combined from military personnel.
And certainly, unlike all his, I can't even call them peers because none of them are his peer group. You said soft. He's soft in the military. They're soft in their head if they think that being pro-defense and bringing your military home to protect your borders is being soft in the military. It's not being soft. It's being smart, because that's what we have a military for.
Sure. And of course,
to protect ourselves.
Being bankrupt and unable to pay for your military, that's the stupidest thing ever. And they don't recognize that you can't pay for the military to be in 150 countries around the world and how many 900 bases. I mean, you'll have no defense then, but they don't get that.
And of course, then the military that is out there deployed is given inferior equipment, is given no resources, and is treated as a second or third class citizen. That on top of it is adding insult to injury.
Exactly. Well, listen, let's take a quick break here. We are all over the place with Halloween on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com to Dr. Rashid Bitar, a wonderful part of this every week of elevating the discussion, doing some amazing advanced medicine for basically the empowerment of all the people who listen to this message around planet Earth. And there are a lot, and it's growing. Tell your friends. This is the place to come for healing in media. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Rashid Bitar after this.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, it's hard to get an hour out here on the Robert Scott Bell Show without at least mentioning Ron Paul once because of what he stands for and what we'd like to see restored here. But one of the things, Dr. Bitar, in addition to having a much better perspective on the military and defense, he actually has a bill in Congress that is like the Raw Milk Freedom Protection Act. In other words, he would legalize raw milk, the interstate transport of milk. Imagine our founders thinking, yeah, one day we establish the Constitution, we ordain it, whatever, so that one day the people of America would be protected from raw milk.
You know, the absurdity of it is when you put it in that context, it takes even the most diehard person that would be pro pasteurization and blah, 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 milk, doing whatever you do to milk. When you put it that way, even they would be embarrassed to open their mouth because they know how stupid that is.
They definitely should be. I mean, and this is it, rawmilkfreedomriders.com. It shows the map of what's going on. And, you know, these ladies, these moms, I mean, literally, they are just up in arms saying, we cannot let this keep going. And so they've actually told the FDA, they've written letters and called and emailed and said, listen, we're going up to Pennsylvania, we're going to a farmer, we're going to get some raw milk, we're going to transport it across state lines back into Maryland, we're bringing it to you at the FDA, and we're going to drink it. And if you guys want to come out and drink it with us, you're welcome. I mean, they're literally putting their freedom at risk, because technically, if the FDA wants, they could arrest these women.
Yeah, but the key is going to be that, how are you going to arrest, well, I don't know how many women are going to be there, and I hope there's a couple of thousand, because it would be a total embarrassment for the FDA to try to go out there and do that. I think that would be probably... It would be probably the icing on the cake that would show how absurd the FDA's actions have been, and by culminating in arresting a bunch of mothers, 1,000, 2,000 mothers, for transporting raw milk across state lines and then consuming it. Robert, let me tell you, I have been looking for a dairy cow myself, just so I can have a cow on my own farm so I can drink milk.
Yeah. Well,
because it's nothing as good as raw milk.
No, nothing. I mean, this is the way it's been consumed forever, basically. And, you know, this is an amazing thing. I almost hope that they will. I don't want them, because, I mean, these women are just heroes to me, and I'll be there embedded in covering this story right from the event. But, I mean, if they did, if the FDA did, it would probably signal their death knell. They're so desperate now that they're willing to do that, the people will rise up. I mean, that's one of those things that you're like, you know, all bets are off if they go there. Now, I'm predicting, and I may be right, I don't know, that they're going to try and ignore this event with all their might, because this coverage will only bring embarrassment to them.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think that if they were to give it any attention, then they would have to take action. And if they take action, as you said, it would be sounding their own death toll.
Yeah, this is it. Farmfoodfreedom.org is also helping to sponsor this. And on the rawmilkfreedomriders.com webpage, we're going to have audio links up to the show tomorrow, because it'll be an extended Robert Scott Bell show. With whenever this thing starts, we might be going 3 or 4 hours tomorrow live, and it's an astonishing opportunity for all of us to stay connected to what's happening right there. And there's also a place where you can donate if you'd like to support this event and the people behind it. Nobody's making profitable, you know, big time money. This is literally to raise money to help this event become successful and to gain nutritional awareness and nutritional freedom here in America again.
I think it's a fantastic organization from the little bit that I know about it, and I'm actually going to have my special projects manager tomorrow send this out to our entire list so that people know about this organization.
Yeah, that'll be great. Like I said, a very big event tomorrow covering live embedded reporting. I don't know if they're going to come after me for doing this, Dr. Bitar, but I got to be there to do this.
Well, I think that would be even more foolishness for them to do that. I mean, now, not only do you, you know, that would be like adding further insult to injury by coming after somebody who's only exercising the First Amendment.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Like I said, their attack on raw milk, their attack on the moms, their attack on the First Amendment, on reporting. I don't know. This is one that is going to be a fascinating thing. I think it's going to be a historic day, though, for the movement to roll back the basic bloated bureaucracy that is literally suffocating the lifeblood out of the liberty of America.
Well, if you think about it, Robert, I mean, the entire essence of what's being represented here, it's the fundamental freedom of whatever our forefathers had envisioned for us. And if you think that it's, you know, what was the name of the guy that did the adult magazine, what was it, Penthouse?
Guccione.
No,
or are you thinking Larry Flint? Because they made a big movie about him. I remember, I forget the name, but Woody Harrelson played in it.
Right. That movie. It was a great movie, actually. It showed a lot of interesting components as to what the fight was all about. But, you know, that guy stood up. And obviously, you know, you compare pornography to covering an event like this and right of the, you know, having the ability to do so under the First Amendment. Well, if pornography is legal, then why is it not legal? Why is it not possible? Why is it not right for somebody to report this stuff or for a doctor to speak out and say the truth? Because you know that doctors are not covered by the First Amendment. A doctor can't say something like, you could say that chelation is beneficial. If I say chelation is beneficial, they have the ground, they have the right to come and remove my license, the grounds on which to actually remove a physician's license, which they've tried to do before.
Sure. No, it is amazing. You know, like you said, the First Amendment like comes back as we come full circle today on the Robert Scott Bell Show when we talked about Mike Adams' courageous and proper use of the First Amendment to expose wrongdoing. And we don't need a federal bureaucracy to do that. A free press would do that. And here's evidence that it happens. Within 24 hours of discovery, a free press would cover it, not the corporate media, pharmaceutically owned and controlled press. That is not a free press. That's why we call it the old media. Where you're coming for your information now is where you should. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially every week when we do our Advanced Medicine Monday Medical Rewind segments with Dr. Rashid Batar.
Well, Robert, I appreciate, as always, being here. And I look forward to riding this horse many more times.
All right. We got lots more to do, lots more healing to go. And tomorrow, remember, the Raw Milk Freedom Ride. We are going to be there. I hope you'll be tuning in. Tell your friends about it. In the meantime, thanks, Dr. Batar. Thanks to everybody who was on board today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I remind you this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So raise your glass if you are wrong, in all the right ways, all night underdogs. We will never be anything but loud and nitty gritty, dirty little freaks. So raise your glass if you are wrong, in all the right ways, all night underdogs. You come on and come on.